Idlewild. It's the title of the new play by writer-director Jimmy Murphy, coming to the Smock Alley Theatre this month. It's produced by Glass Mask Theatre Company, and Jimmy Murphy joins me now, along with lead actor Rex Ryan, who's also the artistic director of Glass Mask. And welcome to you both. Jimmy, it's been a few years since we chatted.
It's been far too long It has.
Tell me this, Idlewild, Gangland Feuds, what's it all about?
Well, I've been sort of stuck for a while the last few months thinking about what was happening in Dublin, and you know, I'm a big believer in that playwrights have a responsibility to write about the time we live in and hold that mirror up. But this seemed to be quite a difficult thing to write about, to even contemplate how do you put what's happening on stage, or a version of what's happening on stage. So I started to look for sort of a more of a Greek approach to it, so to concentrate more on the tragedy of it, the whole thing of sacrifice and things being set in motion years ago, to try and make it more of a Greek drama, I suppose, than just my Dublin stuff.
And so, Rex, you first came across Jimmy's play. How, or did he approach you, or how did the collaboration happen? Tell me.
So this came about through a sort of mad sequence of synchronicity, in that I was founding this new company, Glass Mask Theatre, and looking for plays. So I had read a multitude of scripts, and I was thinking about doing seasons, etc., classic plays. Wasn't quite sure where I wanted to go with it. And then one day, actually when it was snowing, a complete blizzard in Dublin, I was in a cafe, I shot Jimmy an email, and he happened to have just completed the two-hander, this one, Idlewild. I read it, absolutely loved it. And it was not only pertinent, but there was something deeper going on with it. It was born, I suppose, from the gangland feud that's ripped through Dublin over the last couple of years. But then there was something deeper happening with it. And through working on it with them over the last while, I think it's a powerful piece that sort of explores a lot more than just the underworld.
So the kind of research, Jimmy, I don't know to what extent you felt you had to do too much research into it, or did you feel that you were already reading about it every day? Or
well, there's a bit of that. I mean, I was quite on tune with what was happening over the years, just from an interested point of view, just thinking, this is chaotic, how is this happening? So I began to read about the genesis of it, and, you know, there seems to be like three or four stages after the John Gilligan era. There was two or three different variations of gangs came, each more violent and visionary than the other, if you could put it like that. And so I had a lot under my belt already, and I just, when I decided and committed to writing it, everything that I'd read about and thought about just started to fall into place.
And the audiences that'll come to see it, I mean, we know the kind of audiences that often come to theatre, but for something like this, do you think it might appeal to communities that maybe mightn't bother popping along to the theatre in the first place?
Well, we're certainly hoping that we reach out. It's an unusual time for theatre at the moment, because a lot of the venues, well, a number of them are changing government, there's new directors there, and audiences are moving in and moving out. So what we're looking to do is to go back to when I first came into theatre, where there was a complete mixed audience from all walks of life, and to try and appeal to them and approach them. And with social media, it seems a little bit easier nowadays, but it's trying to get the word out that this is a drama first, rather than just, you know, a commentary on what's going on. And while it'll be entertaining, it does pack a bit of a punch. It has things to say about us as a community, and, you know, rather than just gangsters and the whole gangland world, it also holds a mirror up to us ourselves. I mean, people buy their drugs, buy their cigarettes, buy their tobacco. So we have a hand to sort of pay to play in that as well.
Rex, it's yourself and Rory Heading are the two stars of it. So, and again, kind of the same to you. I mean, is everything there on the page for you to play, or is there a sense that you felt you'd have to research some more of the reality of what it has been like for gangland feuds in Dublin, or indeed for gangs in Dublin?
With this, it's different for every play, but with this one, in terms of doing research, I just do a lot of research anyway as an actor, so I'd put together sort of like just a ridiculous amount of information, make a giant reservoir of it, and then at the end, once you go into rehearsals, pick and sort of choose what you can take from it. With this one, in terms of doing direct research, it's dangerous because you could get shot in the face, you know, or get in a lot of trouble. But saying that, I would have grown up around people who would have been directly affected by this and this world. So I was profoundly introduced to it from a young age. And then in terms of specific research, you pick and choose whatever works for you. So, for example, how real do we want to make it? And then in terms of creating a character, what character could we or could I create that would best serve this story? So then with that, you can take it from anywhere. Like, you know, I could enjoy a gangster movie and take a bit from that, or a documentary, and or however that may work.
Yeah. What sounds am I hearing in the background there, Rex?
You're hearing sounds from a theatre right now, and they're all just screaming pre-show. I don't know what the hell is going on there, but it sounds interesting anyway.
It sounds like seagulls squawking from this end. But what show? So are you getting ready to go on stage tonight?
I'm directing a show, so I have to go back in to the actors now and give them a sort of pep talk and say, don't vomit before you go on stage.
Oh, I see. And is that the kind of pep talk you give them before they go on stage? Is it to calm the nerves, or what do you say to them?
Well, before going on?
Yeah.
The guys, well, this group have done a lot of work, so I'm joking. I'm not too worried about them. But yeah, usually, say for Idlewild, actually, on that, before going on stage, what we'd be trying to connect to is complete naturalism in performance. So usually you find in the theatre there's this giant jump of crazy energy when the actors come on stage, and I suppose we're working at looking at something deeper. But Jimmy's right, and there's an entire relationship and a history between the two characters. So the fun thing about this play is, how do you convey 20 years friendship in a line, a gesture, a touch, you know, things like that. So we'd be doing a lot of detail work on this one.
Yeah. Tell me one other thing. I understand do you want to go, by the way, Rex? Because I know you're under pressure to sort out tonight's play.
No, I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay.
Five more minutes.
All right. Okay. Tell us this, because I understand the cast don't know how the play ends each night, Jimmy. So how does that work exactly?
Well, I was struggling with, well, not struggling, but I was contemplating a couple of different endings. And one was just a simple ending where they go off not into the sunset, but they go off and the audience is left wondering, I wonder what happens. And then through discussions at Rex, I thought, can we do something different? So we've opened an idea where the stage manager will roll a dice, and depending on the number, that informs a certain a way the play will end. I can't go into it because it'll sort of ruin everything. But either actor, they don't know how it'll end. So they're on the edge of their own little journey, waiting for it to finally finish.
Yeah.
So we've got to work out the actual mechanics of doing that. But for now, it's a roll of a dice, and just the stage manager, the very last movement of the play, will inform both actors as to how it finally ends.
So is that thrilling or is it terrifying, Rex?
That's exhilarating to me.
Is
so
it?
On that, I love that convention that Jimmy came up with. The one question that we would have been asking myself and Jimmy and making this company and all the work we're doing with the full season, we're doing a season of three of his plays called The Price of Life. And one of the questions we always ask each other is, what the hell can we do in a theatre that should make a person leave their sitting room, not watch Brad Pitt in a movie, and come and sit in a dark room with us and watch something live? So I think that's sort of genius in a way, because you're getting something real. I know it's a play and it's a fiction, but you're actually getting a piece of reality there, because you've got two men on stage who genuinely don't know how their story is going to end that night. So it will give it, it should give it an emotional charge that the theatre requires, and that's absolutely necessary in the theatre. That, you know, should we ask people to come and spend their money and sit in a dark room with us, it has to be electrifying and it has to be charged in that way with something real.
Well, it's also interesting for me, just cut in, is that because your audience, it'll be a different play every night for the audience, and that intrigues me, because I don't know how that's going to inform the play they see that night. It'll still be more or less the same play on the next night, but what it means for the you know, whoever's journey you're following the play, whoever's eyes you're seeing it through, and whatever way it ends, does that change? Is there a good? I mean, there's no goodie or no baddie in it. They're both well-measured men, but I'm just intrigued to see what it means to different people on different nights.
well, people can find out and decide for themselves and see how the die will be cast. On the preview starts on the 29th of this month, the 29th of July, and then the run is between the 30th of July and the 11th of August. It's at the Smock Alley Theatre. SmockAlley.com is the website address. It's the Glass Mask Theatre Company is producing the show. Rex, we best let you get back and sort out your troupe for tonight.
I appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Not at all. That's Rex Ryan, who's lead actor in Idlewild, also artistic director of Glass Mask. And Jimmy Murphy, great to talk to you again, and we'll chat to you soon.
I hope it's not too long. Take care.
Bye. That's Jimmy Murphy there, and himself the writer and director of Idlewild. As I said, smockalley.com is their website address. You can get details on tickets there. This is The Green Room on News Talk. Back in a moment.